You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
Found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Trista.
He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. Jim, he's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things, if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand, and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. This got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Swamps. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Sup, dog? I didn't think we were ever going to go on today. Here it is, 7-11. That's like the store for those of you who know about...
Hold on one, Tom. Hey, Beatrice, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for now, and you can listen to the show, okay?
Okay.
When we call you, I'll unmute you, and then you'll be on the show.
Okay? Okay.
You can listen on the phone right now. Okay, Tom, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Boy, how do you like that? You just push a button, and I go off. I shut up. Push another button, and I start all over. How many people you know that can do that? Not
very
many.
Many.
That's right. Well, sup? What's up, dude? How are you? Are you bouncing off the wall yet like the rest of us?
I'm starting to.
Atta boy. I'm glad to hear it. I see you're all screwed up and everything else right now. We're only 12 minutes late into the show. But you know what? The old saying, folks around the globe, better late than never. And you know what? We're here to do one thing. To entertain you and tell you and inform you about what's going on around the globe about our favorite subject. And that happens to be about the big old hairy one, Mr. Bigfoot himself, Sasquatch Yowie. You call him what you want, Skunk Ape, the giant hairy creature, the man that walks on two, leaves an imprint into that ground that just blows the people's mind. And talking about blowing people's minds, folks, remember next week, a week from tomorrow, Thursday, the 31st of March, the last day. This is leap year now, don't forget. Boom, 7 p.m. Pacific, we're launching our new show. It's called the NorCal Solutions Weight Loss Program. It's called Slenderize. That's right, folks. With the people that we've had on it for the last 5 weeks have lost an excess of 250 pounds. That's right, LBs, pounds, that is, of fat, of that shit that's on your body and you can't wait for it to melt. And boy, you get on this program and you'll see it happen quick, 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 fast, fast, fast. And that's what it's all about. Mark your calendar. March 31st, 7 p.m. Pacific, NorCal Solutions Weight Loss Program. It's called Slenderize. That's right. And we're starting it here around the globe on the West Coast. Slenderize. Mark your calendars. Man, I got to tell you cats something. There's so much action going on since spring started, and it's not just spring break, ladies and gentlemen. It's not them pretty cuties with those bikinis on and them guys with the ski-doos on and half naked and all that other crap that goes along with it. I'm talking about our giant hairy friend is being seen all over the place. He's half crazy, or they're half crazy, because there's so many of the damn things. And one thing is leading to another. We're finding out that we're getting calls from Maine to Spain and everywhere in between. My God, Marco Bill, it's been crazy as hell. You know, and before we get into this, I want to thank the people, Don and his dad at Lima Mortuary. Great, great folks. I got to tell you straight up. Our people down there at Jiffy Lube has been supporting us. You know, those of you who want to get those cars of yours, all those vehicles and all your rigs, make sure you get them good oil changes done over there at Jiffy Lube's. Because those people down there, they take care of you like you won't believe. They sure as hell take care of us and our crew. Without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're going out there, and I believe that our good friend Trista is out there in Minnesota. So, Trista, you out there?
We're going to talk to Beatrice first.
Well, okay, whatever. Where's Beatrice from? Is she from Arkansas?
Beatrice is from Arkansas. Hello, Beatrice. Come on in. You're there.
Oh, hello.
Well,
yes.
Hello, Beatrice. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I'm from up not too far from Little Rock, about 100-something miles from Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, you're from Little Rock. Well,
I'm about 100-something. I stay about 100-something mile from there. I'm not from Little Rock. I'm down from, like, I don't know if you ever heard of a little town, Magnolia, Arkansas.
I love Magnolia. What's the population there, 526?
Something like that.
Oh, good. Now, what's the weather been like down there, Beatrice?
It's been raining a whole lot. We've been getting a lot of rain down here.
Well, guess what? You know what happens when it rains there. It gets a little muggy, don't it?
Yes, and kind of boggy.
Uh-huh. And it gets a little creepy. Crawlies start moving, don't they?
Yes, yes.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something. Marco Bill was entrenched in your stories, and he says, Tommy, you need to hear this woman. So tell us what your latest experience has been like. Share it with our people around the globe. And you've got the stage, Beatrice.
Well, it was like about a month ago. I was hanging clothes on my line outside. I got a clothesline, so when it's sunny, I always hang my clothes outside. And this is my first time ever experiencing or seeing anything, and I love the country, and I bought a home in the country back in 1993. It's way back like in the woods. And I was out hanging clothes, and I heard my dogs barking, and I looked up across the field, And that's when I saw this big, long, tall, hairy thing running through the woods, and then it was a dog running behind it, barking. I couldn't believe my eyes when I first seen it, because I always drive through the woods by myself, walk through the woods, but never no more. And the thing, it was act like it was going to come towards my backyard, but I got two dogs. One is a bulldog. He was tired. And my girl dog, she got so aggressive until it wouldn't come. It started across my backyard. But the boy dog, he ran in his doghouse, and he didn't come back out. And when I saw him running his doghouse, I went running towards my back porch. But so have my girl dog kept it, you know, where it wouldn't come through the yard. And then I turned around, and I said, well, let me go see, because it had turned around and was going on through the wood. And I said, well, let me go see what was that, since it had turned around, try to make out what it was. But it was tall like a man. It was brown. It was real hairy. It had some long ears. But I thank God it didn't come through my backyard. But I had never saw nothing like that in all my days. I never saw an animal, and I love animals, but I never saw an animal like that.
Now, Beatrice, let me ask you something. After you saw this big hairy creature, did you get back into your house and call anybody?
No, my son, he stayed. I tell the truth, I was too scared after I got back in there to come out to even tell my son. I stood on my back porch, and I could tell from the way the dog was barking and running around that it was going on around over towards my son's house, because we like got like three trailers right there in a, you know, in a pile, like three trailers. And it went on around over by my son's house, and I wasn't finna go over that way to tell him. But when my son came over to my house, I say, boy, I seen something tall like a man. I know it every bit. I know it had to be about six, it was over 6 feet tall. And he said, where did it go? I said, it went on around through the woods. It just amazed me, so I was just so scared. I told it afterward, and then my granddaughters, they called, I forgot what's the name of it, they called, and they said, well, Granny, you need to call somebody. But I told it up to the city hall and city police. I told them, they like, no, we not going down there fooling with whatever that is. So they was, like, scared to go come down there. So really, ain't nobody been down there looking for it because everybody's scared.
Wow.
And I left home. I don't even stay at the house. I stay with my son uptown. I don't stay out in the country. I go out there, but I don't stay out there.
So you became really scared then, haven't you?
Yes. And my son, one of my sons, he's still staying out there. But I can't stay out there. He didn't see it. I saw it. So I told him, until he see it, he probably won't be scared. Because they probably don't have, believe me. But I told him, I said, it was running through the woods. It was running like a man. I said, but you know what? Its leg like had like a dent, like where the knee at. Because when he turned to come towards my backyard, I could see him good then, but I took off running too. And then I turned around and came back to try to see what it was. But when I came back to see what it was, I could see the whole scene, but I couldn't make out, you know, what he really was.
Now, let me ask this, Beatrice. Do you have a phone at your house, or do you have a cell phone?
I have a cell phone.
Does it work out there in the woods?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But that day, I forgot to even put the cell phone. I left it in the house.
I see.
I left the cell phone in the house when I was hanging the clothes out, because I just wasn't expecting to see nothing look like that.
Sure. Now, do you have a firearm to protect you? You have a gun?
No, I don't have no gun.
Okay.
And
nobody's been out there on that
in the house.
Check it out?
Sir?
Has anybody been out there to check out what's going on?
No, ain't nobody been out there. I had told the police up in Waldo about it, and they like, no, we not even going out there messing with that thing. My daughter-in-law said that she had seen it. My daughter said she had seen it, And when I told my daughter, I said, girl, I saw something out there in the woods, scared me so bad. She said, I saw some my own self crossing the highway. And she said, it scared me. She said, it was long, tall, and hairy. And it was brown. And I said, well, girl, that sounds like the same thing I saw.
Well,
and it's
did you get a chance to talk to one of our guys out there in Arkansas? Rocky, did you talk to Beatrice?
I talked to somebody that called me and talked to me and told me that sometime they leave hair, like running through the woods, they hair, you know, like on a limb or something, they leave hair, and sometime they leave footprint. But since he came through there, it doesn't rain, so if it was a footprint out there, it probably... You know, that washed out.
Wow, wow. Well, look here,
Beatrice. Who's in the house, Beatrice?
We're going to come out there and see you. We're going to be coming out on expedition this spring, and take book on it that we'll be out there, and we'll spend a couple of days, and we'll go out. How many acres you got there?
I got over 2 acres.
Okay, but how many? What are you backed up to? The National Forest or Bureau?
No, it's a big old meal. It's a big meal that they plant. It's a big plant. It's up above my house. And the rest of it is just nothing, but I'm surrounded with wood, just surrounded with a, I got a pond almost right in my backyard, and it's a pond across the street. I'm just surrounded by pine trees.
Wow.
So Beatrice, who's seen it in your house?
Oh, my grandson. I can't even get him back down to my house. He won't even come to my house now. He said he came down to my house and looking for me, and he said, Granny, he said, when I went there, he said a door came open. He said, I went on down to the bedroom calling you, and I didn't see you. He said, when I came back out, he said, I looked over towards your heater. He said, and I said, what is that? Is them some brown heater pipes? Because I got a wooden heater. And he looked on up higher. He said, no, there were no brown heater pipes. He said it was standing up in my house and saying his ears were standing, sticking up on him. And he said, Granny, he had jumped off your porch and run to my car. So his brother was in the car with him, his brother 15 years old. And his brother said he was asking him, what is it, Eric? What's wrong? Said he had fell down and then he just went to crawl into the car. Say he just went to crawl into the car, and when he made it to the car, they jumped up and got in the car, and he said and they flew up the road and said Eric didn't say nothing till they got almost home. They said he wouldn't they said nail word. And my grandson, he 18 years old, and the other one is 15, but they do not come down to my house. They since he seen that thing in that house, and my son said when he came home, the front door was open and the back door was open.
Wow, wow. Now look here. Did one of my guys, Rocky, who lives out, Rocky, get on the air, would you? Bill puts Rocky on.
Yeah. I'm here.
Rocky, you there?
Yes.
Do you remember talking to Beatrice?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what's transpired?
Well, I talked to her son also, and I asked him to go check around her house and see if he could locate any footprints, any hair hanging off the limbs, any sign that, you know, of anything unusual. Stomping around down there, and he said basically the same thing she did, that there'd been enough time passed that he couldn't find anything. He said one area had the grass kind of stomped down, but he couldn't tell anything about it because it was old. Not really old.
My cousin said that they usually have some cameras out in the woods because they do a lot of hunting. But he said his son had tucked the cameras in it, but they supposed to put the cameras back out. So I hadn't seen them to see if they put the cameras back out, but I hate they had tucked the cameras in it Because else they might have would have got a picture of him.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. You got my word, Beatrice. There's an awful lot of activity going on down there in Arkansas, north, south, east, and west. And we'll be coming out, probably around the 19th, 20th of next month. So you take
okay.
out there and you just call us. Let us know and keep us updated on what's going on, okay?
Okay, I sure will. And my son, best friend, he told me, said his auntie said walk right through her yard.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So he walked by. He must really like this part of the country down here.
Yeah, so apparently, well, it's not just one. There's a whole bunch. But nevertheless, you're getting a lot of activity down in that area, and we need to come out there and check it out. And like I told you, come next month,
okay.
We'll be out there with you, okay?
Okay.
You have a blessed
day. I sure appreciate it, because Lord knows I saw that thing, and I never saw nothing like that. And I hate to leave my place, because I love the country, and I got an old Duncan, and I love the country, but I just can't stay there right now.
I don't blame you. Listen, I'm with you. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
63.
You're still a young whippersnapper. All right, no problem. We'll come up, but keep us abridged of what's going on out there, okay?
Okay. I sure will. I got the number, and I'll be calling.
Thank you so much, Beatrice. Just keep yourself out. You're going to be hearing a whole bunch more stories about what's going on down there in Arkansas, okay?
Okay.
You talk to Brady next.
Okay.
He's from Arkansas.
All right. Well, listen, Brady, you out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Brady, hi. This is Tom Biscardi. We're on the air, Bigfoot Live Radio. Thank you for waiting. You heard what you just heard from Beatrice.
Yeah,
tell
I'm
us
there.
Where
I'm
are you at
summer.
Fall in Arkansas?
Huh?
Where are you in Arkansas? What area?
I mean, you know where Kirby, Glenwood, about 30 miles west of Hot Springs.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, why don't you bring my audience around the globe up to date on what's going on in your area and how long ago this happened, and you got the stage. Go ahead. Take it from here.
Well, I was down at Bear Creek bow hunting, and I set up my tree stand and everything. Well, I come back about 2 days ago, and I went back down there, and my tree stand had been just tore off the tree. I didn't know what it was. I mean, there wasn't no marks or anything that I seen, and I started looking around, and there was some black hair. Like, kind of looks like it's out of, like, a horse's mane or something, like thick, wiry hair, but it ain't but about 2 inches long. And, I don't know, there's probably 4 or 5 hairs just laying around that we picked up, and we got to walking down the creek and stuff, and then we found a hill that looked like a big footprint, big old toes on it, big ones. And, I took a picture of it. I mean, I can send it to y'all if y'all need me to or something, but I don't know. It's just kind of weird, and we was hearing stuff down there, and we've heard it before. I always thought it was a panther, but it was just kind of a yell. It went from high pitch to low pitch and just a weird kind of holler. And I mean, I don't really know what to say about it. It really scared me.
How many times has this thing happened?
I've heard it twice in my life down there hunting, but I just ignored it because I thought it was a panther or something. But now I've talked to people and heard what they actually supposed to sound like, and that matched it perfect. So, I mean, I ain't going back down there to be hunting by myself. But, I mean, I don't know. I didn't know what to think about it, really. I'm still kind of stunned on it.
Well, here's the thing that blows my mind. You talk to all those people out there in Arkansas, and they say, man, there ain't no panthers out here. Have you actually seen a panther, yes or no?
No.
Okay. So why would you say it's a panther?
I just heard them say that they're around here or something every once in a while, but I'm pretty sure that the only ones they've been hearing around here is the same thing I heard. They just don't know either.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got you on our list also, and take book on it. We'll be out there to assist with your what you got going on out there also and see what we can do to help you all. Is that okay with you, Brady?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for coming out and sharing your stories with us, and look for us around the 20th of next month, okay?
That sounds good to me. Thank you all very much.
All right. You can just mute yourself out, but there will be plenty more show. Let's go to a commercial, Bill.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
And we're back.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I say it all the time. Every time I hear that little jingle, that little ditty of our movie, Bigfoot Lives, it just brings the hair on the back of my neck up. And it reminds me of that it happened just yesterday. And I got to tell you, those of you people who have never seen Bigfoot Lives, go to our website, Bigfoot Lives, or searchingforbigfoot.com and order them. And by the way, the new T-shirts are out. They are phenomenal, and people are saying, how come we didn't have long sleeve ones? Because now that we're out in the brush and the skeeters are coming back active as hell in the warmer areas where these ponds are and the swamps, it protects us from getting bit up. And I agree with them wholeheartedly. And we're ramping up our production on those T-shirts, so put your order in, and we're trying to get them to you within 7 to 10 days, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, Bill, I'm just totally stoked about all these stories going on out here in Arkansas, I'm sure as you are.
Yeah.
And I understand, too, that we've got this young lady, Trister, and she was in an area that we've been, and not too far from where you grew up down there in Deer.
Yeah.
Up there in Minnesota. Is she out there with us also?
Yeah, she is.
I am.
Are you on the line?
I'm here.
Trista, how are you, dear?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm getting pumped up, and let me tell you why. The activity is getting so vigorously going around this country that we just can't keep up with it. And I got to tell you something. I don't know who I was on the phone with. I think it was yesterday. My God. I had 3 calls all at the same time from different areas around the United States, Trista, talking about their encounters. And one, I think, was you. And I got somebody from Florida, another person from Virginia, and there was a total of 4 people, and another guy from New Jersey, believe it or not.
Ah.
and it's just going crazy. But I understand. I remember you telling me, wasn't you from Bemidji?
Yes.
What a memory, huh? The old guy.
I'm actually originally from New Jersey, ironically.
Oh, are you really? Isn't
yeah.
that? Well, believe it or not, there was a guy from, I think it was Hoboken, out in the country part of New Jersey, while you were on the phone.
Ah.
Yeah. I had three people holding. That night was just crazy as hell. But you know what? My audience are waiting with bated ears and bated breath, just waiting to hear your story. So
okay.
I'm going to shut up here. And
okay.
for the next 2 to 3 minutes, maybe five, I'm not going to interrupt you, but I want you to start from the beginning to where you are today and let us know everything that's going on there in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Okay.
Go.
All right. So the first experience was back in 2005. And I really didn't connect it until recent activities. But I was outside about, say, 1:30 in the morning after work. And standing out there, back deck, it was probably late summer. And just heard an insanely loud roar. I wouldn't even describe it as a roar. It lasted for probably about 6 seconds, and it was the loudest noise I've ever heard in my life. I attributed it to a bear. At that point, I had never heard what a bear sounded like in person, but it was just, I don't know how to describe it, but it was very, very, very loud. It sounded like it was standing right next to me, just roaring at the top of its lungs. And I never ran so fast inside the house. I was probably about 20 feet from the edge of the woods, and it sounded like it was right there at the edge of the woods. And ran inside, and that was that. Nothing ever came of it. I never pursued anything. And then last summer, I believe it was like towards the end of the summer, my husband and I started experiencing some just, you know, footstep sounding noises, something more on 2 feet or two legs. And we just kind of didn't really think much of it. And then one night we were sitting out in the driveway, about, I'd say about 30, 40 feet from the edge of the woods. And we heard something running, and then it sounded like it stopped at the edge of the woods, and we could hear it breathing. And we had no idea what it was. We'd never experienced an animal coming that close and sounding like it was breathing like it, more like a human would be breathing out of breath. And it stayed at the edge of the woods, or I don't know if it was at the edge, but it stayed there breathing for probably a good minute. It definitely scared us. We didn't go inside. My husband's a big man, so I felt safe out here. It was more out of curiosity we stayed. And that was it. He said he experienced the same thing the next night. I wasn't out here with him. And then that was pretty much it. We've had some, you know, just hearing what we thought were animals. I mean, we live in the woods. We have 15 acres, but then there's, you know, other woods that belong to other residences, you know, around the area. So lots of animals run through here. We recently on the trail cam caught, I have about 7 pictures of wolves. We know there's bear in the area, although we haven't personally seen them. Lots of deer running through the area, black-tailed foxes that we came barreling through the woods last week and actually ran right out in front of us and stopped right out in front of us and then ran away. I'd never experienced that before either. And they seemed like they were kind of running from something. So never once attributed it to a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch, whatever you want to call it. Never believed in these things ever in my life. So then I guess it was about a week and a half ago. I was out back again by myself and sitting on the deck, and I all of a sudden something definitely on two legs came running through the woods, and there was still some snow left, so it was, I could hear it, you know, very, very loud, and it sounded like it was running right at me, and it was just incredibly loud. And I froze for a second there because I was terrified, and then stood up. And when I stood up, the chair made a noise, and it stopped. Whatever it was, stopped. And I went to the edge of the deck, and I yelled, you know, get out of here, get out of here. And it started kind of what sounded like it was just kind of walking around as if, I thought at the time it was a human trying to decide which way to go or what to do at that point. And I kept yelling, and then it slowly started walking away and then started running away in the opposite direction towards the swamp. You guys are still there, right?
Loud and clear.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I'm out here by the woods now, and I'm getting freaked out because I can hear something walking in the woods. And it's probably nothing, but, okay, so I went inside immediately after that, very scared. I was very freaked out. I really scared, and sat on the couch, and I started thinking about what just occurred. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, wolf, no, it was definitely something on two legs. It wasn't a wolf. Bear, no, bears don't run on two legs. It wasn't anything else. It was a very, very, very heavy, heavy, heavy sound. So I knew it was something large, something heavy, and I knew it was something on two legs. And I really just was completely perplexed. And the thought of Bigfoot crossed my mind. We've watched different shows and things like that. And that was it. I didn't go back outside. I started, peering out the window to see if I can see anything. I literally shut off all the lights and started looking out all the different windows and, of course, didn't see anything. So the next morning, I went outside before taking the kids to school and started looking for tracks. And, all I saw was deer tracks. I thought maybe I saw some wolf tracks. Didn't see anything that made any sense. I was looking for, boot prints or something. Went back, took the kids. When I came back, I put one of my children to sleep and went back out with my phone and started again looking for tracks. And I came upon a whole bunch of tracks of something I'd never seen before. It was very large, maybe, I don't know, 15 to 20 inches, something like that. I'm not really sure. And it was shaped like a human print, more like a human print, although it wasn't exactly like that. The what I would consider to be the big toe was kind of out more, and to the right or to the left. It wasn't right next to the next toe, and there was a defined ridge in it. And it was wide, in the back it was wide. It didn't quite go in like a human. It was huge. I mean, it was huge. And so now once I figured out, okay, this is it, I started backtracking. And then I realized why I didn't see them in the morning is because they were so spread apart. So when it was running, really spread apart, and then I figured out that at the point at which I yelled at it, or it realized, somebody was out there when it heard me make that noise, that's where all the prints were closer together. And then there was a few more where it, I could see it was starting to walk off, and then I lost them after that. I don't know where they went. I
Just
started
let
getting
me ask
really.
You a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a
yes.
question. After seeing all these prints, after hearing all this activity and these sounds, where was your husband all this time? The big guy.
He was not out there with me. And I did show him the tracks when he got home from work. He laughed it off when I told him about it, but then when I walked my entire family back there and he started thinking differently, he definitely said, okay, that's, and this is a man that's hunted here his whole life. He knows tracks. He's never seen anything like it. I said, do you think it's a Bigfoot? And he, with a straight face, said, I don't know, maybe it is, you know, like, he had no explanation for it either, none. And so I took a bunch of pictures, like a ton of pictures, and you could literally feel the toe prints with your fingers, and you can clearly, I have definitely a few good, very good pictures of the prints in the snow.
Let me ask you this. What's the weather been like up there in Bemidji?
Right now, it's like, you know, in the late 20s. At the time, it was right after we had that warm spell. Mm-hmm. And then we got a little bit of snow. So that's why there was still snow in that area.
Okay.
All
right. Listen.
Yeah.
We're heading on out around the 20th of next month. We'll be out for at least a month. We're going to come out to your area. It's been about time. We need to get back out there. Bill, where was the part we were at? Deer Park or Deer River?
Deer River.
Deer River, yeah. You know where
you definitely, it's close to here. You definitely should, because I'm pretty sure, and I'm going to send the pictures to him when I get off the phone. I'm pretty sure I have a picture of it, because two nights ago I sat out there trying to catch them, and I started singing. And the next thing I know, I hear something walking on one side and another thing walking on the other side of the woods. And I sensed it. That was the crazy thing. I sensed something. It was definitely in the woods from me, about 20 feet away. I started snapping pictures, and my son agrees with me. It is clearly a face. You can see the two eyes. You can see the nose. You can see the mouth. And, there's something here.
Okay, Trista, you caught my interest. You got my ear, and you're going to get me and my crew. We'll see you around the 20th of next month, a little later.
Great.
I want to thank you very much for sharing what's happened to you. Keep us abreast of everything that's happening. And
I will.
Yourself out. We got still a little bit more show left.
Tom, one thing she didn't talk about. You went out there the other night, and you think you have a picture of one, right?
She did say. She talked about it, Bill.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm going to send that to you. It's clearly, and I think that you guys will absolutely agree with me when you see the picture. You see, and without a doubt, there was something right there. I could hear him. He was loud. I mean, I clearly know there was something right there in the woods with me. And when I would walk, I started testing them. I don't know why. I would walk to the front of the house. I could hear them walking on either side of the woods, and they would come to the front of the house. I'd walk to the back of the house, and they would walk to the back of the house with me. They were following me, watching me.
Phenomenal. Okay, Trista, thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
The breast, and you know what? Between now and next week, keep a little book and let's know what's going on.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, and we'll talk about what's happened in the last week, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
Thank you, dear. How's that deep dish? Is it still going on good up there in Minnesota?
Yeah, but, you know, being from New Jersey, I do prefer pasta, so.
Me too. But you know what? Between the deep dish and the dirty rice, they got going up.
It's delicious. I agree.
All right, honey. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bill,
bye.
We got Cody coming on.
No, Cody's not going to come on.
Okay.
He didn't make it.
Here's what I want to do. I need Tommy, TJ, and I need Rocky on. Are you guys on?
Yes. Hold on. Well, TJ, I don't see on at all. He got hung up or something.
Okay. Well, whatever. Here's what we need to do, Rocky, and we're going to do it around the 20th of next month. We'll head on out, so you've got a little less than 5 weeks to put everything in order, because this is all around your corner. Cody hasn't come on yet, neither. What area was Cody calling in from, Bill?
He's from Arkansas.
Brilliant. I'm talking about, that's all the same state, but what area is it?
I don't know.
Remember the city? Did you talk
no.
to him, Rocky?
No, I haven't talked
no.
to him.
I'm the only one to talk to him, Tom.
Okay, all right. So here,
I've been thinking about
talked to him too, but the thing about it is I didn't get the city. So we need to get a hold of the coordinates of Cody's, Brady's, and Beatrice, all right? Because
Beatrice is about 35 miles from Falk, Arkansas.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. We're talking about, that's the Red River, isn't it? What's the hollers down in that area?
Do what?
The hollers that down are in that area where the waterway roams.
I don't even know.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure that's where it all connects. But anyhow, we need to find out the coordinates of those three and see if it's north to south or east to west, okay?
Okay.
And,
now,
find
the
out.
The guy that came in after Beatrice, what was his name?
His name was Brady.
Brady.
Okay. He said that he was hunting in Huntington.
Bill will fill you in on all that.
I will call, and I will have him call you, Rocky.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not even 100 miles from me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think you're in a close proximity for all of it, and I just want you to take a look at the topples and see what's going on and look where the migrational path is going here. Because the thing about it is, you know, like they said, you know, just like this woman in Minnesota just said, man, we had a hot spell up here, but yet it's 28 degrees out there now. You know, this El Nino thing is really screwing the system up, and these creatures don't know whether to shit or go blind. So we need to get our hands around this whole thing, and I'm sorry that TJ's not still on the phone. Gosh, I thought he was going to be on here, but we need to really get around this whole thing. And you know, you do the three there in Arkansas, and we go up towards our old kin up there in Deer River, and like, you know, Bemidji is right down the road, I remember. And my God, we used to take Highway 2, I think it was, and go down there to where the Cree is and where the Great Lakes are, where a lot of action was going on there also. So we could be gone for a long time, but here we're talking about people are having these creatures down there now and actions going on there right now. So what do you think about this, Rocky?
I think that if you just line everything up, you know, the area where I took you, that's maybe, what, 100 miles from there to where Brady was, and then like I say, Waldo is southeast of there, and it's just a little bit. It's like I say, it's 35 miles maybe from Falk, and it's all going pretty much in a straight line there.
And that's the thing that's getting my goat right now, because I'm thinking to myself, wow, if we just had the right kind of people that are out there, you know, how far is Beatrice's house from you?
I don't know, 300 miles.
All right, 300 miles, big deal, 6 hours, right?
Well, That's as the crow flies.
Okay, so 8 hours as the crow don't fly.
Right.
Okay, and if you broke it up in two times a day, I mean, you're going 4 and 4. But the key to this whole thing is she has a problem out there on her land.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, she does. And, you know, Trista, when I was listening to her story, it just reminded me so much as when we were up there in Minnesota. And now is the time because I think his name was Bob Olson. That, you know, he, between him and us and our team, we put that Deer River on the map. And my gosh, everybody and his brother were going up in that area. But this isn't an area that most people can handle. Like Trista says, you know, she's from Jersey. She loves pasta. I'm Italian. I love pasta from Brooklyn. And I'll be damned, you get up there and these people are eating deep dish and dirty rice. But that's their food of Providence, you know, which is good stuff, too. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's so cold in that area, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been up in that area. You know, it gets below zero in the wintertime. It gets to the point that there's nothing to do. Okay, unless you like ice fishing and ice hockey and things of that nature. And you know, there's a lot of people that do that, you know, ice skating and what have you. There's a lot of sports because that's a fisherman's paradise up there. It's a hunting paradise up there. They also, I'll tell you this, they got mosquitoes that'll pick your ass up and fly you away. That's the only state that I ever had to use the damn mosquito nets while we were walking, not sleeping, ladies and gentlemen. We had full-body mosquito equipment on our bodies, nets, okay? Because that's how bad it was. So, but nevertheless, you know, that this is where the action is, and we go where the action is. It's been a very, very informative evening, ladies and gentlemen. Next week will even be better, and I'm sorry for any of the technical difficulties that we had. But until next time, America, kudos and salutations. Good night, Miss Calabash, wherever you are.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together? Reason for the fact.